Hi Capricorn, how are you? Welcome to your horoscope psychic tarot reading for January 2022. Welcome to your season. All right, happy new year, and this is an exciting time, right? It's the year of the six, abundance, prosperity, love, and things of that nature. If you would like a personal reading from me, check out my website, lamartownsendtarot.com. I am available for personal readings, and I would love to read for you. I am a medium, so I can connect to your ancestors and spirit guides. I also do psychic tarot readings. I do birth chart readings if you would be interested in that. I also do past life readings if you'd be interested in those things as well. And yes, all right, so definitely check out my website, lamartownsendtarot.com, for a reading. Definitely also follow me and check out my other platforms, Patreon, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Vimeo, YouTube, all right, and Twitch, my podcast, and, you know, all my other platforms that I have that I haven't mentioned. So thank you for listening and watching. Let's get right into it. This is for Capricorn, Sun, Moon, Rising, and all placements in between. Let's get right into it and see what's going on. Thank you for cleansing and clearing the energy of this deck from your past reading. Amen, amen, and amen. What is coming up for the zodiac sign Capricorn for the month of January 2022? What's coming up for the zodiac sign Capricorn, Sun, Moon, Rising, and all placements in between for January 2022. Ooh, the first card I get for you, Capricorn, is the Judgment card, a prayer answered. I feel like this definitely could deal with yourself. This, for example, could be something where it's like, man, like, I wish I could, you know, like, lose weight in my neck, for example. You know, maybe you pray on it, and maybe in the month of January you start to notice somehow miraculously you're losing weight in your neck. Or, you know, you wish that your arms will get more muscular. You're going to start to notice in January your arms get more muscular. Maybe it's like there's something with this where it's like something you've been praying for or wishing, even in terms of how other people see you. There's a prayer answered, or there's something about the hard work you've been putting into yourself is going to pay off, but it's going to pay off in a way you get to notice or see or get validated in somehow, some way, where it's like you've been working out, someone says, you know, you've been losing weight, you look great, and it's like really validating, like there's something about that. The Emperor shows up in your placement of money, personal finances, and personal belongings. So in terms of money and finances this month, it's a strong month. A good money flow in and out, I feel. And there's something where you're in a strong position in terms of the money you make, your job, your work. All right. There's no, you know, job insecurity from what I'm sensing. There's, you know, the Emperor is all job security. I'm secure in my position. I'm secure in what I do to make money. All right. I do get the Tower showing up, though, in the placement of thoughts, communication, intellect, the mind, children, and childhood. All right. So there definitely could be something of being aware in terms of your thoughts, your communication, or children around you. The Tower could also be communication coming your way that you don't necessarily want to hear, that's unexpected, or something along those lines. It could also involve travel, short distance travel, automobiles, technology, something along those lines. So there could be some unexpected occurrence. It's like almost like a too good to be true kind of thing. But it's like maybe one day you wake up and the light won't turn on. And it's like, I paid the bill, you know, or I'm not behind on the bill. but it's like a power outage that affects everything at that point, you know? Like, it could be one of those things where it's like you wake up, went to bed, everything was fine, you wake up, now it's like, you know, all hair wires went loose kind of thing. I get the Justice card, though, in your placement of emotions, family, the home. So I think there's something about the month of January where there's a stark focus on where are you stretching yourself too thin? Where are you devoting too much time, too much energy, too much focus to? And where do you need to pull back and focus on other areas, I feel like? I feel like that emotionally fulfill you. This could be a hard one because it's like what you focus on may not emotionally actually fulfill you. But you're a Capricorn, so you can be good at that. You know? Alright, very interesting. Interesting, interesting. However, I get the Sun card showing up in your placement of creativity, self-expression, aesthetics, romance. So, I feel like if you're single, this is really good news in terms of maybe meeting someone. This could definitely be pregnancy. This, once again, could be you, like, looking good. Or there's something aesthetically very pleasing, exuberant, beautiful, wondrous about you this month. That people are noticing that is opening up opportunities and doors for you. So I don't know if you have been focusing on a more healthy diet and it's showing in your skin or your weight loss or your weight toning or whatever it is. Like, there's something about it or just in your performance, whatever that could mean. Like, that's kind of what I get. I get the Four of Cups showing up in your placement of work, job, health, and career. So there's something where there can be a little bit of a comparison as far as to, like, you know, am I where I need to be in my life based on your peers? Is that necessarily a healthy thing? I think it's something maybe that keeps you safe. Alright? Comparing yourself to your peers or the people around you. Your coworkers even. But to be honest with you, Capricorn, you could be greater than your peers or your coworkers. Alright? I get the Six of Swords showing up in your placement of one-on-one relationships, business partnerships. Ironically, what I get for this, Capricorn, is this energy of too many options or being overwhelmed. Six of Swords is like an energy of being overwhelmed. So maybe if you're in a relationship, or definitely would be something commitment-wise. So if you're in a committed romantic love relationship or committed relationship with your work, your job, family, there's something about it's reaching a new level. And it's like, whoa, I don't know if I signed up for this kind of thing. You know, this could be you or vice versa. Or this could be something about, once again, if you're single, but I get a clash, like a boom, you know, like if you know how in Fantasia they, you know, boom, they clash the symbols together, right? Like, I don't know why I get that image where it's like something comes unexpectedly. And it may come in a moment of vulnerability. You see the Swords in her ship here. It may come in a moment of vulnerability where you didn't expect it. Like, oh, you're seeing me in my most vulnerable moment. Or, you know, there's something about that. I'm not sure what that could be, but it's interesting. However, this is also a month of you moving forward confidently. Starting the year off right. Like, okay, this feels like this is going to be a good year. Like, you could even, like, feel this feeling midway or towards the end of the year. Like, this feels like it's going to be a good year. I feel like things are on track. And they are. And it is going to be a good year. And you are on track for exactly what you want to manifest. You know, most if not all of what you want to manifest. It is going to take some sacrifices as time goes on, though, Capricorn. You taking risks, leaps of faith, stepping outside your comfort zones. All right. Eight of Cups. I feel like Capricorn. Let me pull the rest of the cards and see exactly what's going on here, because I don't want to speak something out. Okay. Your last cards are the Eight of Swords and the Seven of Swords. Excuse me. The thing is, I'm seeing some alarming cards here, but I see such good cards. I get the Sun card, which is a new opportunity. And then I get the Judgment card, which is a prayer answered. Financially, things are going well, but I just feel like, is there something maybe that happens this month that kind of triggers you that I feel like you weren't prepared for? That maybe down the line you realize you're going to have to change certain things about yourself. It's kind of one of those things where it's like, you get your dream job, but it's like you realize, crap, like, I'm going to have to, brand new clothing, new wardrobe. Like, I have to, like, learn new jargon, and I have to understand what these words mean when they ask me these questions. Like, this is a whole lifestyle change, and it's like a thing you have to process, and maybe a part of that processing is crying in the shower. You know, in a moment of, oh my gosh, you know, this, right? Or maybe you meet someone romantically, or your relationship reaches a new level and it becomes, oh my gosh, like, I have to factor this into my life and I wasn't expecting this, and it brings up certain feelings and emotions and decisions and all of this swirling together. It's a beautiful thing, but it's a scary thing, Capricorn. Don't get too much in your head. Swords can be communication, intellect, the mind. So if anything, communicate. Don't be too crazy with it, you know. But communicate, you know, don't keep it all in, all right? That's what I hear and see for you for January 2022. But overall, some new opportunity is coming your way, so that's exciting, all right? All right, Capricorn, thank you for allowing me to read for you. I hope I was able to give you some clarity and insight. Definitely keep in touch with me on my website, lamartownsintera.com, if you like a personal reading from me. Also, follow me on my Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitch, YouTube. Readings usually get back to you within 1 to 2 days or sooner. Until the next one, love and light. God bless.